This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
Would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Please remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on there, newcaliforniastate.com. Well, the president is embroiled again. This time with Vladimir Putin. In all the statements that he made yesterday at the press conference in Helsinki, as we were reporting, I thought it was a stunning press conference, actually. And I think kudos to the president and Vladimir Putin and everybody else who's acting like crazy people. Well, you guys go to hell. I think it's really just something that needs to be said. Newt Gingrich, you can go right to hell and back, and then, you know, whatever. When you want to repent, come on out. It's just amazing, I think, that the total disingenuous stuff that's happening right now, especially when you consider all the facts. And with us right now is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. We're going to bring him up here in a second. We're going to be talking about all the problems that are existing, of course, in California. A lot of things happening out there. When New California come up, they have the Constitutional Convention on Saturday. First time since 1861 that a state is breaking away and having a constitutional convention. It's going to be very, very interesting. Anyway, let's get down to it. This whole thing, this it's just absolutely raging in the media. But I think what's going to happen is some real backlash, especially as the truth starts to surface about this whole brouhaha that developed yesterday. And Scott, I think this is a whole lot about nothing, quite frankly. And this seems to be almost a contrived event that occurred yesterday with the president and Vladimir Putin. Your thoughts?
Well, I thought that the event itself was great. I thought the media and the questions that they were asking were, you know, silly, ridiculous. Even Putin had to laugh. I thought that the big takeaway is something that's not being talked about at all, and that's the Bill Browder $400 million donation to the Hillary Clinton campaign of a tax-free dirty money that was being laundered from the $1.5 billion that he actually took out of the Russian economy after denouncing his citizenship to avoid taxes. Bill Browder's a dirty individual.
Right.
Hooked up with Putin, the Hillary Clinton thing.
Putin actually brought it up, and yet no one seems to be talking about that.
That, to me, was the biggest takeaway. That one was big, and then the other one where Putin said, hey, Mueller, we'll work with you. Show us the 12 guys, and we'll look into the evidence that you have, which is nothing. See, you can indict a ham sandwich. Everybody knows that, right? But I guarantee you, dollars to donuts, with my 28 years of network security experience, I can tell you factually that Mueller doesn't have the evidence to prove that case. You could be a guy from China that's working in a cubicle in Moscow.
Yep.
That's ex-tunneling himself through Chicago to do a hack to make it look like anything you want. So what I'm saying is he can't prove his indictment. Okay, he can't prove it. He'll never win it, and that will never ever see the court, the light of a courtroom. And so all Trump is saying is, where is the due process here? Just like you can go back to his comments directly immediately after Charlottesville. He didn't know who started the fight. So it doesn't matter if you're a white supremacist or if you're this or if you're that. He just wants to know who the guilty party was. And he didn't have the facts. There wasn't enough information. So Trump is all about due process all the time. Due process. We need that. You know, we saw what happened when Gloria Allred, days before an election or weeks before an election, forges a yearbook and overturns the outcome of an election so that Alabama is not represented by the people that they really feel best should represent them. And so that's what's happening here, is that you had this indictment of 12 Russian nationals 3 days before an Helsinki thing. Then all the Democrats are saying you can't have the meeting. Of course, we know why they don't want Trump to have the meeting with Putin. Putin has a lot of dirt on a lot of American politicians. It's called dirty money, dirty oil.
Yep. Yep, he's got a lot. And this is the thing that is absolutely amazing, is that, you know, when Rosenstein came out the other day with all these indictments on these guys for all this hacking that all occurred during the Obama administration. I mean, we're talking way back in 2014. And that's supposed to be strapped on to Trump? Are you kidding me? This is just amazing. I mean, but you know what? Everybody's running with it. Newt Gingrich is running with it. Fox News is running with it. I mean, it's like, it's just some big, huge sin that Trump committed, and he didn't touch it. It wasn't even him. It wasn't his administration. And Obama did nothing about it. Yet he's being blamed for it years later. What's up with that?
Yeah, you know, it's unbelievable. You know, when Russia, they prop up Syria, Russia allegedly, you know, hacked our elections. Russia takes Crimea, invades Ukraine, builds a pipeline, Nord Stream pipeline into Germany. They actually sell weapons to Turkey and to Iran. And that all happened under John Brennan's watch. That all happened under Obama's watch. And yet, somehow, Trump is the patsy, or Trump is the goon of Putin's goon. You know, it's ridiculous. You know, Trump is the one standing up to Putin. You know, Putin is a nationalist. Trump is a nationalist. They both actually represent each other's countries well, and that's what you want. You don't want a snake. Remember Trump's parody, the snake, right? Oh, he talks about the vicious snake.
Yep.
Well, when you go out and step out on the mat or in the ring, you want somebody who's going to fight for their family, right? And you want somebody, because then you know what their needs are and you know you understand. So if you want to negotiate a deal, you want to negotiate a deal with a straight shooter because you'll probably get the best deal because you know what they need and what they want and you know where they're coming from. But, you know, lies and deception and snake-like behavior is not what these guys are all about. These guys are straight shooters, Putin and Trump. And I think that they're going to get along great. And I think that's another thing that the mainstream media and the left and the rhinos are all afraid of.
Well, I think that they're terrified, actually, of what's going to come out from, certainly Hillary Clinton and John Brennan and all those people. They're absolutely terrified of what's going to happen when Putin starts really opening up, and he's going to start really opening up pretty soon. You know, nobody's going to talk about Hillary Clinton meddling in the Russian election with Putin. What is that about?
I mean, John Brennan always tries to say that Putin's going to eat Trump's lunch. No, Putin's going to eat John Brennan's lunch because John Brennan is the one that hatched that whole fake dossier.
That's right.
It's a pure fiction. Came out of Brennan's mind, and he did it with his Russian friends to then deliver that to Steele and hand that thing off all the way around circular. But John Brennan is scared. You can see Comey, John Brennan, Hillary Clinton, all these characters, the same list of characters, tweeting out a storm, all upset, calling Trump treasonous when it couldn't be further from the truth. It's this deep state coup that's treasonous, and we're going to find out.
You know, we're going to find out too. The Newt Gingrich play in all this stuff. Been very suspicious of Newt, and of course, the whole statement that he made yesterday and everything is just appalling. Anyway, but there's also the Fox News issue going on with many of their commentators. Anyway, stay with us. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, well, we're talking here with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show about all the goings-on, if you will, of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin's meeting yesterday, and the very egregious statements that some perceived that came out of Donald Trump yesterday. And I don't think that anything was very egregious at all. I thought everything was very, very straightforward. But then again, I'm not a anti-Russian or anti-Putin person. You know, the Cold War is over, actually. We won, and Putin recognizes that, as well as everybody else. And then this meddling issue. Oh, my God, I'm shocked to see meddling. You know, the thing, Scott, that really amazes me, not only have we seen so much disingenuous stuff coming from the FBI, it's so obvious when Rosenstein got up there the other day that this was treason, and that Rosenstein is just committing open treason against this president when he brought out and trotted out those indictments from something that was, some of that stuff goes back to 2014.
No, I mean, I'm telling you that if Rod Rosenstein was wearing a skirt, I would have thought it was Gloria Allred, honestly. Because the timing is so Gloria Allred-esque. And
oh,
I said
it is.
This in one of my tweets today. It's like, who are you kidding? You know, let me just explain that, you know, I 28 years IT experience. Okay, I'm a network security expert. And I happen to know how this stuff works. I never once thought for one second that the response should have been anything but, hey, we need to hire somebody other than CrowdStrike to secure our networks. And, oh, John Podesta, you need to actually make a password that's stronger than the word password. And also, when I've been hacked, okay? Like, I had a hosting company where all of the sites got defaced. And I sat down with my team and I said, you know, we got to get that patch. We got to get some new security software. If we need a consultant to come in and help guide us, let's do that. Let's do the right things to strengthen this so this doesn't happen again, okay? And that's how it was handled. It's not because we're so focused on Russian collusion and Russian hacking that's not even the solution to the problem. You know, the problem is we need to make sure that our networks are impenetrable. That's what we need. That's where our focus should be. If we are being hacked, Russia's not the exclusive on that. Okay, North Korea does it. China does it. All kinds of countries do it all around the world.
And they do it so, constantly, 24/7, 365, every minute of the day.
I mean, exactly.
And this is the thing that, you know, is so fascinating. And I know you've seen those sites before that show all the internet activity on the planet. Yeah. Especially the super secret ones that show how the military and intelligence services are pinging constantly, 24/7.
Constantly.
And we are constantly. Too, by the way. Oh, listen, are we not guilty of doing the same thing that we're accusing Putin of? We do it all the time.
We hacked into Bibi Netanyahu's elections and tried to rig those. But again, you know, a lot of the Russian stuff that happened that was bad happened under Obama and John Brennan's watch. You know, Donald Trump tweeted his first tweet on American soil just about 20 minutes ago. And he said, thank you, Rand Paul. You really get it. The president, and then in quotes, because he's quoting Rand Paul, he says, the president has gone through a year and a half of totally partisan investigations. What's he supposed to think? And of course, that's what he was asked to do, is basically say, why don't you go ahead and throw a bone to the people that have tried to ruin your life, break down Paul Manafort's door, break down your attorney's door, try to ruin your family's life, try to ruin your life, with the deep state from James Comey, John Brennan, and all these people that are tweeting out hateful messages as we speak, and somehow you're supposed to build them up while smash-mouthing your counterpart that's sitting standing right next to you. Putin said it best to Chris Wallace when he said, why would we travel all over the world to meet each other in Helsinki just so we can insult each other? Why would we do that?
This, exactly. Why? Why would he? I mean, it's just absurd. This whole thing, and again, all these people that have just come out, and especially Newt Gingrich and many in Fox News, Chris Wallace, I thought was an embarrassment, actually. I saw some of the stuff that he was saying to Putin. I was ashamed. I really was. Treating a world leader like that, like he's a common criminal, scum of the earth type of thing, I think is just wrong, number one. He's a world leader. And yeah, everybody can say all they want about Putin, but Putin also has been steadfastly against, you know, the torture and treatment of people at the hands of ISIS, who we created, by the way, right? He has to fight ISIS on his own territory. We created it, ISIS. A lot of people don't want to talk about that, right, Chris Wallace? Right, Newt Gingrich? We created ISIS, and it's a problem, and his people have been killed in Russia. I mean, come on. So he's supposed to be really happy and chummy about the fact of what America did by way of Obama. See, Obama has created all these problems, and now all of a sudden they see Trump getting together and seizing some sort of opportunity to say, yes, there was collusion, but there was no collusion, as we all know. There's no evidence of any collusion. And the collusion they're trying to put onto Trump is stuff that goes way back under Obama's regime in 2013, 2014. I was talking to a group last night, and I was telling them the stuff that Rosenstein was bringing out, some of it actually was started as early as 2012. And it's supposed to be Trump's fault today? Come on.
You know, and Russia's economy is not that big. I heard it said recently that it's about the size of New York State. I think it's probably a little bigger than that. But their economy is not that big. It's not strong. They do have a beautiful city in Moscow that's about 13 million people, bigger than New York City, with a great subway system, great infrastructure in certain areas. But one of the things that's interesting is they're a small economy. Their military is not quite equal to ours, and when you mix in NATO and a whole other set of allies, they're really no threat. They would never engage in a mutual destructive war. So there's so many paths to a better, prosperous relationship with Russia than this fighting constantly. And again, like Trump said yesterday, it's really been the mainstream media and this doggeted witch hunt from Mueller and the deep state intelligence. By the way, I don't know how much time we have, but I have a tweet I want to read from Trump that's a coded message.
Go ahead.
Okay. It is, I got to find it. It was about 17 hours ago. And go ahead and talk just for a minute and I'll.
Okay.
Oh, I found it. I found it.
All right. Okay, go ahead. All right.
Okay, here it is. He said this, and it's really kind of important. He said, as I said today and many times before, I have great confidence in my intelligence people. Now, I want to underscore two coded things here. He capitalized the word great, and he capitalized the word my. He said, however, I also recognize that in order to build a brighter future, we cannot exclusively focus on the past. As the world's two largest nuclear powers, we must get along. Now, when he said great and my, they were capitalized, okay? He could have also said MI. He could have spelled MI, military intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knows that he can't trust the deep state CIA and FBI. He knows he can't trust John Brennan,
right,
and their disciples and James Comey and McCabe and all those people, Strzok and Lisa Page, Bruce Orinelli, or you can go all down the list. He knows he can't trust them. So there's this thing called a military intelligence, DIA. You know, Admiral Rogers was the one that notified him about the spying. The day after that notification, he moved his whole transfer team to Bedminster.
That's right. That's exactly right.
What's that?
That's exactly right.
Right. And Admiral Rogers is Navy. He's also surrounded. He was surrounded by McMaster. He got General Kelly. He got General Flynn. He got General Mattis. All these generals. Everybody was talking about generals, right? Well, they have the inroads on the military intelligence. There's an Army intelligence. There is a Coast Guard intelligence. There is the Marines, who you could tell the Marines to do any kind of intelligence you want them to do. Marines have their own intelligence force. There are lots of military intelligence entities that could actually give him the intelligence that he needs. And when he capitalized the word my, he was talking about his intelligence. And it wasn't CIA, and it wasn't Dan Coats, and it wasn't Christopher Wray, and it wasn't Rod Rosenstein, and it wasn't these people. What this was something different. And from what I understand, and I actually track QN on quite a bit, and the military intelligence is in big-time force. And we are going to start to see the declassifications. Lisa Strzok's testimony, Lisa Page's testimony is in the books. So is Peter Strzok's. And so those testimonies are about the last testimonies that are available. Once all the testimony is in, you're going to see the declassifications happen. Nunes called for it with his weekend interview with Maria Bartiromo just a few days ago. He called for it. And basically he said that the 12 indictments that happened 3 days ago, 4 days ago, he said was exactly a reflection of a report he came out with a year and a half ago that was laughed at by the media.
Right. Right. That's he's exactly right. I heard that same statement. But, and again, it goes to my point, the information up until about a year and a half ago, that was stuff that was, remember, a year and a half ago, it was still President Trump just walked in. This is stuff that has happened from back as far as 2012, 2013, 14, and 15. And that's the whole thing about this, how phony it is. Yet, you know, I don't see people at Fox News or other places bringing that up. What's wrong with this picture? Devin Nunes brings it up, but nobody else does. What is wrong? I mean, what is wrong with the criticism that's going on by Fox News right now? And what is wrong with Newt Gingrich?
Jack Keane. Jack Keane, too.
He's never been a real Trump person. But my thing is that if you take a look at all these critics, the new critics that are out, I think you have a group of never-Trumpers.
Brian Kilmeade? Brian Kilmeade doesn't get it.
No, not at all.
Let's listen to Brian Kilmeade. He doesn't get it.
Not even close. And
not only that, but I'm not a big fan of Huntsman. I like Abby Huntsman.
I don't like her at all. Sorry. Not after her little demonstrations and anti-Trump. This, you know, this is so reminiscent, Scott, and you were there at CPAC in 2016. I mean, this just puts me right in that mode again, that night that they had all these Fox accolades up there, Katie Pavlich and that group, and they're just doing nothing but just excoriating Trump. And, of course, that was the night that Trump, I'm sure, made the decision not to come to CPAC, and all the Trumpers walked out.
Daily Wire had Dana Loesch on and a whole bunch of other people, and they were throwing Trump under the bus. They were never there.
Yep.
And I don't know why Trump hires a lot of these people, like Ambassador Huntsman for Russia. You know, I'm just
Sound like he's really doing. Especially if you hear listen to what Abby's saying, man, she just sounded vicious.
Yeah, they're on the wrong page on this particular issue.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, I just, you know, the thing is that the mainstream media is not getting it, and you wonder why that is, you know, that somehow they're not seeing what I'm seeing. I'm not seeing due process, and what has happened to due process in America? You know, I really think that we need more due process, and everything is being litigated in the media. And the media is drinking some sort of Kool-Aid. I have no idea what.
Yeah.
But Trump and Rand Paul get it. And thank goodness that Rand Paul defended Trump, and I really appreciate that because I'm not the biggest Rand Paul fan, but I was happy to see that he did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the examples that when Putin and Chris Wallace sat down, and Putin was handing him the indictments that Rosenstein had put out, and I thought to myself, you know, what is it that certainly Chris Wallace would know that stuff is so aged. This is not a reflection of this president and about those indictments. This should have been a discussion that should have had happened years ago with Obama. And again, are they even believable? That's the other thing. You know, in a present situation with Donald Trump, it should never have been brought up. It was totally inappropriate that the crimes of the past president is being kind of put out there to the president of Russia, which, by the way, some of it's not even real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I mean, this whole thing, that's in. You see, you're an IT guy, and you totally get it, and IT guys do get this, about the whole Russian, or about the whole spying thing. Everybody does it. Everybody's a spy nowadays. All you need is a keyboard.
How much time do we have?
Go ahead. We got several minutes.
Okay, good. All right. So there is one thing I wanted to also bring up before. I actually was going to bring it up a little bit ago and I forgot, but it just came back to me. And that is landmines. So, you know, you have all these testimonies that are in the books now. And, you know, we're still dealing with this witch hunt and this Mueller investigation and all these other things. But what's interesting is this. Haven't we seen time and time and time again about, you know, these people you say, how are they going to walk their way out of this one? How are they going to explain this? How are they going to talk their way out of this paper bag? And then at the end of the day, after 10 hours of testimony, you're like, wow, they did that. How did they do that? They get anybody who's good at snake-like behavior or, you know, a good attorney can get themselves out of a jam. They can lie their way out, talk their way out. They can blame it on their childhood, whatever, right? And somehow they get to talk their way out of a paper bag. And President Trump understands that. And with his military intelligence and with a lot of the things that are going on, I believe that Trump is directly in connection with this QAnon thing, movement. But I will tell you that the testimony is in now. So one of the things that has to happen is if you lay out and declassify, like Nunes is calling for, the declassification, as soon as you declassify and you show all the marbles, right, it's going to be damning. But what's going to happen also is it's the blueprint for the landmines. So if they were to lay all the full disclosure out before the testimony was in, then the landmines could be worked around. They would do their old tricks and talk their way out of a paper bag. But the strategy that's in place going on right now is that all the testimony is on and the landmines are going to fall right down on their heads because they're going to be counter to the testimony that's been given.
Well, the other thing, too, is I think when, you know, and I think Trump was even alluding to, or somebody was alluding to the fact that Trump knows what's in all the documents now. And of course, we do know that. We actually reported that we've been hearing that from the White House for quite some time, that he's declassified them, he's looked at them, he knows what's in there. The White House knows what's in there. And it's kind of like I tell people all the time, let's break out the popcorn and soda pop and watch this whole thing start to happen now, because he knows the truth. And he's just playing with these folks. But it's still very interesting. If you notice, see, it's almost Obama-esque in the sense that when Obama, every time one of these school shootings happened or any time one of these disaster things that happened that seemed to be contrived, there was always the quick narrative that came right out, the immediate narrative that came right out from the administration. And I see that in what's happened here to Trump in the sense that, you know, you take a look at the history of these kind of first meetings, and they talked a lot about this when Kennedy first met Khrushchev, you know, and then when Reagan and Gorbachev and all. So almost like there's going to be an expectation that Trump is going to fail in his first attempt to talk to Vladimir Putin in some way, which it didn't seem like Trump felt like he was failing, not at all. And I didn't think he was. But the immediacy by which everybody and unanimously was condemning the comments by Trump was across the board unhinged. Even Ed Henry, a mild-mannered kind of guy like Ed Henry, they all came out with almost the same vitriolic narrative. Does that make sense?
Oh, no. I saw it, and I saw it across the board, and I didn't understand what I was hearing because it didn't make sense to me.
Right.
And again, I just said two words. I said due process. I said just because you come out with 12 indictments.
Yeah.
Mueller has already been on record with court documents that actually have him saying, we are not going to prosecute Manafort for Russian collusion. Why? Because you have no evidence. That's the whole reason why the whole special counsel was started in the first place, Russian collusion. And it's on the document. It's available online. And so all I'm saying is this is a complete and total political hoax. And we're supposed to believe this. And Dan Coats, who cares what Dan Coats thinks? You know, I mean, because you got to prove your case. You know, at the end of the day, due process is really what needs to happen. And it's not tried and convicted in the media. And they don't have all the facts and they don't know. But I can tell you from an IT perspective, they can't prove or win that case. Mm-hmm. And Putin knows it. And so that's why Putin said, I'll be happy to work with Mueller and bring these 12 guys in. What I want to know more about, though, Paul, is Bill Browder.
Yes.
And Bill Browder and that $400 million of dirty money. Why in the world isn't anybody looking into that?
Well, you see, and this is the thing. For some reason, it comes back to this Browder, and Putin kind of laid it out there. What are these people in some way, like Newt Gingrich, is he connected to Bill Browder? See, when I see these kind of things happening, I go back to my time with students and educators and so on. And when you get them in a pinch, there's always something to try and take you away from that to distract you in some way. And so, like, you wouldn't investigate it further. But see, I see this as somewhat, wait a minute, why thou protest too much here, Newt? What's your connection? Or Chris Wallace, what's going on there? See, I started getting suspicious like that because when they come out so quickly and they're all coming out across the board on the narrative, there's something there besides the story that they're telling out there. And I really think there's something bigger, and it may be connected to that Browder business, which is certainly connected to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, and certainly connected to the problem that, remember, it was Hillary Clinton interfering with the election in Russia when Putin was elected. Remember that? Mm-hmm. That was back in 2011 or 12. So Putin doesn't forget that. You know, he's like the Russian bear. He's just not going to forget something. Anyway, we got a break coming up. We're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show here about what happened yesterday in Helsinki, which is kind of an interesting thing because some things were happening. It was the 16th of July. An anniversary of sorts was happening. When we come back, we're going to explore that with Scott Adams and the Scott Adams Show. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. You're going to be 51... counties engaged in New California, so we're pretty happy about that. With us is Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show, and we're talking about this whole situation that blew up yesterday in Helsinki. And I sort of, I guess, Scott, you know, I was sitting here thinking, maybe there's more to the deep state than we think, and we realize maybe Trump does understand that there's more to it, and maybe some of these characters that are complaining so much right now may in fact be, to some degree, involved in the deeper than deep state. Have you ever had that thought?
Yeah, there's a lot of murders, let me tell you. And, you know, before we get over to, say, the anniversary that was July 16th, you know, Bill Browder was the CEO of Hermitage Capital, made $1.5 billion out of Russia, took that out of their economy, didn't pay taxes on it. But Renaissance Capital also was a Russian-based hedge fund or investment company that was hugely invested in Uranium One, that corporation. Now, they secured a $500,000 payment for Bill Clinton to give a 45-minute speech. Ridiculous, right? But then it was Frank Giustra, this guy that worked with Bill Clinton in Haiti, worked with Bill Clinton with regard to Uranium One. And that situation, they gave $31.3 million to the Clinton Foundation. Then you got another $400 million from Bill Browder. Bill Browder has deep connections with George Soros. I mean, the Russians hate George Soros, and the Russians hate Bill Browder. And these guys have been trying to take down Putin. They're trying to take down Trump. They're trying to take down nationalism in favor of globalism. Tom Steyer would probably be a good part of that mix. You know, he's another major billionaire player.
Or Tim Draper. Tim Draper out here in California with a three-state thing.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's interesting because, Trump basically pardoned Hammond, the Hammond ranchers, and brought the Bundys were exonerated just in the lead up to this. And there was a lot of things that were happening. And it was the reason why the deep state intelligence community came out with their 12 indictments. There's no other reason. That was it. You don't spend $22 million and spend 2 years trying to figure out a spear phishing hack. I mean, that again should cost about $1,200 in software and a consultant fee. Okay, that's about it.
Well, you know, when you put it in that context, because you know, you have the Uranium One issue up there in Harney County, which is where the Hammonds are from, and which, you know, you had the Lavoie Finicum murder and all that stuff. And then you have, of course, the Bundys. And again, not Clive and Bundy, all charges were dropped just 2 days before the Hammond pardon. So that's another little thing to throw on the heap. Big connection. So
if the Bundys weren't exonerated, they would have been pardoned.
That's right. So here you have this situation where you have all these people that are anti-deep state. All of a sudden, they're being pardoned. They're being let go. And, of course, they all worked so hard through Obama, through Valerie Jarrett, through John Brennan. Because, you know, John Brennan, a lot of people don't understand this. John Brennan's CIA was actively involved with the Harney County situation as well as the FBI. Remember, it was James Comey. And the other guy that's involved with this whole thing that hasn't been mentioned yet but was deeply involved in the shooting of Lavoie Finicum and all that was Peter Strzok. Let's not forget that.
No, there's a lot to be said about Strzok. But,
and Lisa Page.
You know, yeah, I mean, the thing is that, you know, Hillary Clinton did what any other congressperson does. They set up a foundation. They then, you know, win the elected office seat, and they set up a pay-to-play scheme. You know, donate to my foundation over here, and I will vote accordingly. And George Soros right now, there's big talk about George Soros spending millions of dollars on the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Why is that? How is that money going to be spent? Do you think it's going to go to foundations and pay-to-play? Do you think we have seen a major shift in the way votes are being tallied in the Senate. It used to be like a 60-40 split. It's now like a 98-0. You know, it's like so partisan now. You don't have any crossover of people crossing over and voting on the other side. There's none of this. There's no bipartisanship anymore. And it's because these people are being bought off by people like George Soros.
Oh, yeah, clearly. And, you know, the thing that was, I think, stunning to a lot of people is that you had Putin come right out and say that about Soros yesterday. He said it, he just came out and said Soros is an evil guy, basically. And I think that stunned a lot of people. It didn't stun me, but, I mean, just saying that he brought it out, all of a sudden put Soros out on the table, out on that world. There were three players on that stage: Trump, Putin, and Soros. That's really what it was. So he is, you know, he's active globally, and of course he's the evil man out there that's trying to destroy everything about this country. And Soros money's everywhere over here in California. Everywhere.
That's right. And about Peter Strzok and all these other players in the deep state, I encourage every one of our listeners, because we're probably not going to have time to talk about it all today, Google the word Strzok and the word Cartwright, and you'll find that General Cartwright was the last pardon that Obama gave, and that Peter Strzok's brother, Devin, his grandfather, their grandfather is General James Cartwright. He was pardoned by Barack Obama and, you know, is his grandfather of Devin Strzok. And so, you know, the Strzoks have a long history. Peter Strzok's father has an interesting story to tell. There's a lot of weird stuff that's going on, and it's connected with Barack Obama. And why not? You know, our country has really gone the hell in the handbasket ever since Hillary Clinton, ever since the Clintons took office, ever since MENA, Arkansas. You can go back to the Iran-Contra days and all the illegal contraband.
It all started then. I mean, you're absolutely right. It all started then. And it was really kind of a perplexing thing for Reagan at the time when all this sort of thing started happening. And I think that was the influence of George Bush as the vice president at the time.
Walker Bush was CIA back when JFK got assassinated. Yeah. So, I mean, you're talking about bad cabals that are still in power and entrenched today, and they're starting to break up.
Yeah.
Things are starting to happen.
Well, and the person who's trying to keep it all together is Soros, really.
And
he's got the billions. He's got the billions where he can, you know, put money on the table just about anywhere. You know, it's kind of interesting. I'm going we're going to be reading our grievance number 26 today, and we're having a little issue with one of our communities because Antifa is supposed to be there today. It's at the courthouse where we're supposed to be. It's not because of our grievance, though. I thought the first that when I heard this last night, I said, "Oh man, Antifa's reacting to our grievances." And of course, it wasn't that at all. But it was about ICE, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, here's Antifa. Here's these protests that are out there, all sponsored by George Soros, and it can pop up anywhere in your communities now. And, of course, Antifa, the anti-fascist group, if you go back and look at the history of them, this is all Nazism. Now, gee, I wonder where George Soros learned those little tricks.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's just absolutely amazing to watch this whole thing play out at this point in time. But I really think that the central figure of George Soros and his money influence in all the different things that we're seeing here in California and throughout the nation is starting to come and reach some maturity. Now, I wonder if some of these people, I'm looking at pictures like of Mark Levin and guys who support the ConCon, which is, of course, a George Soros-backed thing. I'm wondering about people like Newt Gingrich and all these others. Have they had some sort of money given to them or something in relationship to George Soros?
Yeah, no. Soros bought both sides. You can't lose when you don't pick a side. You invest it in both sides. It's like buying all the horses. You know, it's like buying all the lottery tickets. There's a formula where you win. You guarantee to win. Keep in mind, Soros is the guy that bought out a currency and almost collapsed the government. This is the kind of approach that he can take. Where you just overwhelm the political landscape. You put big money into small elections and you win them one at a time. And that's what he's been doing. And that's mm-hmm. what he's trying to do right now with even trying to prevent Kavanaugh from getting confirmed. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be rough. But we are aware and we are on top of it right now. And I believe that we're going to prevail in a lot of these things. I think that this midterm election is going to be an unbelievable situation that's going to expose what's really happening in America today.
Well, in the political systems themselves, the electoral systems like what we have out here in California, it's a joke. You know, everybody recognizes it's a joke. And, Hillary Clinton can win, by 5 million votes in California. That's just so insane.
Well, check this out, though. There's a report where the National Guard has arrested 10,000 illegals. Those are illegals that were going to be voters, folks. Trust me, Trump is cleaning it up. And a lot of what's been going on in California isn't going to be going on anymore.
Oh, well, we know that. I mean, the days of the old California ways politically, they have about another year and a half, maybe 18 months to 20 months of existence, and after that, it's all going to start to change quite a bit because we know the landscape financially in California. New California mm-hmm. is really starting to just spring on everybody, and it's not stoppable. You can't, this whole thing about New California, you cannot stop it. It's a constitutionally driven, and you got to remain pure to the Constitution, but it's just not one of these stoppable things that's very easy. And, of course, we understand, we've seen the influencers out there, the George Soros and all the players that are out there trying to stop us. Anyway, Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you.
ScottAdamsShow.com, RedStateTalkRadio.com, Scott Adams Show on Twitter, and check me out 8 a.m. weekdays live on Red State Talk Radio just before your program. Be sure to also check out the Red State Talk Radio phone apps in the App Store.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Scott, for being with us. And
thank you.
Look forward, maybe, well, it's still early in the week. We're going to have you on when something else blows up.
Have me on anytime. I love your show.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Take care.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so many things happening. You know, just kind of wonder about people like Newt Gingrich and all the rest of them. Why? It's the old thing, thou protest too much. What's up with that? What's up with that, Chris Wallace? You think it's a news story, that Rosenstein, you know, dusts off a bunch of old investigations that are completely bogus, and you try and float them right there in front of Vladimir Putin like it's going to have any kind of impact on him. Bad journalism, in my opinion. Very, very bad. Anyway, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. You want to stay with us? Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, newcaliforniastate.com. Big things coming up on Saturday. Visit the website of newcaliforniastate.com and check it out. Anyway, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.